whatever others criticize in me, I cultivate in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Whatever others criticize in me, I cultivate in me. So many times people go around saying, Herb, you're too tender. Herb, you're too absolute. Herb, who do you think you are, the pure white driven snow? Herb, you're too gentle. Herb, you're too honest. Herb, you're unconditional love. Whatever others criticize in me, I cultivate in me. Not everything that others criticize, but whatever others criticize in me, I cultivate. I like to say that everyone is my beloved, because I love everyone, and I created everyone, and I think everyone is wonderful. And so when I say beloved on my letters to everyone, they say, well, how can you be beloved to everyone? How can you have everyone be your beloved? Well, because I am their creator in my consciousness. I am their creator in my world. I am their creator in everything I do. So everything I create as a beloved thing. Everything I create as something of unconditional love, something of absolute tenderness, absolute gentleness. And yet, I can only say that because I am the creator of everything. I am the creator of all in my world, and that's just the way it is. There can be no other way. Are we the creator of every experience and every person in our world? We certainly are. Do we want to be that way? Well, it would seem that we would want to be that way. Why would we deny it? Why would we say, dear friend, instead of beloved friend? Why would we say, hi, instead of beloved? Hi is so lovely and gentle and so friendly, but it's not a representation of what you are beginning to express in your letter or in your salutation. Those are things that touch each one of us and touch each one of us very much, because we're afraid to show our affection. We're afraid to show our love. We're thinking that it might be misunderstood. And yet, if we show it with all honesty, if we show it with all gentleness, then it is done. I tell everyone in my world, do whatever you like. Be yourself and have fun. But that doesn't mean you can go against your principles. You cannot go against what you know is right and what you know is the best thing to do, because you always do whatever you know is right and what you know is the best thing to do, even though I say, do whatever you want. I am always saying, I know that what you want is your highest and your best, your finest and your most wonderful qualities. I know that of myself, and I know that of everyone. It's so easy to deal with dishonest things, and it's so easy to have the easy road of dealing with dishonest things. If I asked you, if you received some money from somebody, and you found out later that money had been stolen from somebody else, or robbed from a bank, or whatever, would you hold on to that money? Would you use that money? Or would you attempt to give that money back to where it was taken from? Would you attempt to return that money because it's not yours? Or would you just use it and say, finders keepers, losers weepers? Well, if a person were robbed and they gave that money to their family and they gave it to their friends, if they used that money that was illegal money and they used it in any way, they're as much a part of that illegality as anybody else. They're as much a part of that dishonesty as anybody else. How can we be honest? We always do what we know is the truth. We always do what we know is the finest, the highest, and the best. We always stand up for what is right. And, of course, sometimes that means that we don't have the money that we had. It doesn't mean that we have the the things that we have. So often I say to people, what would you do if you found $1,000 bill and you saw it lying on the ground? Would you pick it up and take it, and would you use it, and would you say, finders keepers? Or would you leave it alone and don't touch it because it does not belong to you and it has no purpose in your life? It was just a fleeting temptation for you for a moment to say, are you touched by something that belongs to somebody else? Are you in a feeling that, oh, hey, I found this. It's for me. I can use it. Man, I can always use an extra $1,000 bill. Well, at no time can we ever take anything that does not belong to us and be happy with it. It is what compounds the misery in our life. It's what compounds the unhappiness in our life whenever we participate in something that is not harmonious with who we really are. Now, maybe we are crooks, maybe we're robbers, maybe we're dishonest people. And if that's the case, then we're quite happy doing whatever we're doing, because those are our values. Now, if our values are honesty, integrity, if our values are believing in yourself and tenderness and gentleness, if our values are unconditional love, if we live in the absolute framework, it's not really that difficult, but wouldn't it be wonderful to live in the framework of knowing and saying that you are God, knowing and saying that you are the absolute, knowing and saying that all is divine? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in that framework? Well, you have to start somewhere. You have to start sometime. And as you start directing your attention to being the absolute, directing your attention to being divine, directing your attention to being the highest and the best, you can be sure that you are on the right path for your divinity. Now, everyone doesn't want to be divine. They all do, really. But they say they don't want to be divine. They want to just be a good human being. And as they say they just want to be a good human being, what are they saying? They are saying that they want to live in the world of appearances. They want to live in the world of limitation. They want to live in the world where things are uncontrollable. And is that the case? Everybody wants to live in the world of harmony and peace and love and joy. Everyone wants to live in the world of magnificence at all times. Everybody wants that. But how do you get it? How do you live in such a world? How do you live in such an experience? You live in such an experience by being absolute at all times, by being divine at all times, by being yourself and having fun, and yourself is your highest and best. Yourself is the most wonderful quality about you. And when others criticize about you, oh, you're cheap, oh, you don't share, oh, you are this or that, if what they mean by that is you don't do it their way, you're not living in their way, for their benefit and for their life, well, then perhaps that's the best way not to live. It's up to us to make our choice, to make our decision in this life of whether we're going to live according to our highest and best, whether we're going to live according to the divine in us, or whether we're going to live on limitation. It's up to us. We can have anything we want in life, and depending upon what values we have for ourselves, how do we say our highest and our best is? How do we say being ourselves and having fun is? What is fun? Is it fun to be unkind, or is it fun to be kind? Is it fun to be loving, or is it fun to be unloving? What is fun? Well, that's something that each one of us has to stop and think about for ourselves. And when we stop and think about it, we'll come up with the right answer. And we'll realize that whatever others criticize in us, we cultivate that. Because those are our values. Those are where we stand. Those are the things that mean the most to us. That's what life is all about. Whatever others criticize in me, I cultivate in me. because I only cultivate my highest and my best at all times. Delight in this with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.